完之后，从二十节就开始献祭。
And so after the cleansing of it, then in verse 20, they started the sacrifice.
献赎罪祭，献燔祭。
They had the sacrifices of
赎罪。
Atonement.
好，然后二十五节献燔祭。
And they also had the burnt offerings.
然后到二十九节献感谢的祭。
And in verse 29, they also had the thanksgiving offering.
那献祭之后，三十章就守节。
And so after the sacrifices, they also kept the feast in chapter 30.
守节就是聚集在圣殿里面来听神的话来敬拜神祷告神。
And for the feast, what they do is they gather in the temple of the Lord to listen to the words of God and to worship to God.
所以今天我们的家庭要有属灵的复兴。
So today, for our families to have a spiritual reformation.
这个家庭一定要有一个人带头。
There needs to be one person to lead this family.
好像利未人。
Just like the Levites.
又好像守卫者、守望者。
And these are the watchers.
Yeah. 那我们要带动家庭属灵的复兴，我们本身要先洁净自己。
And so if we want to bring our entire family with us with the spiritual transformation, then we need to cleanse ourselves first.
因为洁净了，神才会跟我们同在同工。
Because only when we're clean will God be with us and will God work with us.
没有洁净就没有办法来改革属灵上的改革。
And if we're not able to cleanse ourselves, then we're unable to change ourselves spiritually.
那接下去就是要把这个不洁净的拿掉。
And next is to take away the things that are unclean.
我们家里面看的这个 CD, 听的音乐这些世俗的不洁净全部都要拿掉。
The CDs, the music that we listen to, anything that is worldly, that is unclean, we need to get rid of them.
那重新来规划我们的家庭生活。
And to completely revamp our family life.
要在神看起来我们的家庭生活是对的，是正的，是好的。
So that everything that God looks at in our family life is right, is good, and it is right in His eyes.
不是我觉得对好不好。
It's not whether we think this is right or not.
是神怎么看，这个才是重要的。
But rather what God thinks of it, that is the most important.
那洁净之后就是要献祭。
And so after you have cleansed, then we need to sacrifice.
献祭现在来讲就是祷告。
And sacrifice in today's terms is prayer.
就是在神面前在家庭过祷告的生活。
Which is in the eyes of the Lord to lead a life of prayer in our family.
建立家庭祭坛。
And to build up a family altar.
全家常常在一起祷告。
And to have the entire family together to pray often.
那接下去就是守节。
And after that it is to hold the feast.
他们守节常常是在念神的话。
And holding the feast is to read the words of God.
那遵守这些节期为圣。
And to keep these days as holy.
守节就是现在的等于灵恩会。
And keeping the feast in today's terms is like spiritual convocation.
那以家庭来讲就是我们家庭里面要有读经的习惯。
And in our family, it means that we need to have a life of Bible reading.
而且在家里面常常有讨论圣经的这种风气传统。
And to also hold the tradition of studying and discussing about the Bible.
所以家庭要敬虔。
And so the family needs to be godly.
因为我们是敬畏神的人。
Because we are people who worship the Lord.
不要让我们的家庭成为世俗化。
And do not allow our families to be secularized.
充满世俗的音乐。
And to be filled with worldly music.
世俗的娱乐。
And to be filled with worldly pleasures.
里面看不到一点敬虔的气氛。
And not able to see any atmosphere of godliness.
这是我们要改革宗教信仰改革的一点。
And so this is what we need to do in a spiritual reformation.
那其实这样改革完以后
And so after this reformation,
到底有什么结果呢
What were the results?
我们看历代志下三十章
Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 30
26节27节
Verse 26 and 27 Verse 26 So there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the king of David, the son of David, king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem 27 Then the priests, the Levites arose and blessed the people And the voices heard, and the prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, to heaven.
所以说这样做改革之后，大家就非常喜乐，在耶路撒冷大有喜乐。
And so here's after all this happened, then there was great joy in Jerusalem.
然后他把这个喜乐回溯到所罗门的时代。
And they said this joy was like the time of Solomon.
为什么？
Why?
因为所罗门 他住在圣殿里面，他觉得我的殿这么好，神的殿荒凉，他很过意不去。大卫。
Because David, when he was living in his palace, he felt that he was living in this beautiful palace, but the temple, but the Lord had nothing to live in.
所以大卫就想要为神建殿。
And so David wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
啊，神很喜悦他的心。
And God was very pleased with his heart.
但是他流过血，所以神说你不可以建。
But he had shed too much blood, and so God says you cannot build my temple.
所以啊，所罗门就建这个殿。
And so Solomon built this temple.
所以我们看到这一对父子哦，真的对神很有心呢。
And so we can see this father's son, they had great heart to the Lord.
自己生活过得很好，他觉得啊，神的殿不好，就过意不去。
And they felt that they were living such a great life, but the temple of the Lord was not. They didn't just let it go by.
所以我们就知道他们对神是有感情、有感恩的。
And so we can see they have affection and thanksgiving towards the Lord.
哦，所以他们想要为神做一些事情。
And so they wanted to do some things for the Lord.
这个心啊，确实是蒙神悦纳。
And this kind of heart is found pleasing in the eyes of God.
那等到所罗门把圣殿盖完。
And so after Solomon finished building the temple,
约柜抬进到圣殿里面。
After the Ark of the Covenant was carried into the temple,
神住在两个地方。
And God lived in two places.
第一个住在天上。
First, he lived in heaven.
众人所不能靠近的光里面。
He lived in this glorious light that no one can come close to.
第二个。
Second,
神就是住在圣所。
God also lived in the holy place,
就是在至圣所,
which is in the holy of holies.
那里有约柜，有施恩的宝座。
And there is the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat.
那就是神住的地方。
That was also a place that the Lord lived.
所以这个约柜一抬进去，圣殿充满着荣光。
And so once the Ark of the Covenant was carried in, then the temple was filled with His glory.
连祭司都没有办法站立。
Even the priests were not able to stand.
那神所同在的地方，不但是平安，而且也喜乐。
And so the place where God dwells, there will be peace and joy.
因此从所罗门到当时西西家的时代。
And so from the time of Solomon all the way until the time of King Hezekiah.
可见这个信仰是一直走下坡。
And we can see that this faith just continued to decline.
所以人来到圣殿没有喜乐。
And so the people came to the temple, but there was no joy.
我们来到教会如果没有喜乐，这个教会就需要改进了。
And if we come to church and there is no joy at church, then this church needs to change.
那这个喜乐不是把世俗的节目带进教会。
And this joy is not to bring some secular programs into this church.
这个喜乐是因为神的同在。
But this joy comes from the abidance of the Lord.
所以来到教会如果很喜乐，就是表示这个教会有神同在。
And so come to church, if there is great joy, then that means that God abides with the church.
那来到教会很喜乐，这就是一种吸引力。
And if we come to church and there is great joy, this is an attraction of the church.
因为神在这里。
Because God is here.
我来到神同在的地方，很平安，很喜乐。
I have come to a place where God abides, so I am peaceful and I am joyful.
所以这是信仰的复兴结果，就是大家很喜欢到耶路撒冷来的时候，大家觉得很喜乐。
And so the result of this spiritual reformation is that everybody wanted to come to Jerusalem because there was great joy in Jerusalem.
那到27节。
And in verse 27.
利未人为众民祝福。
And the priests arose and blessed the people.
为人祝福大家都可以做。
And to bless the people, anybody can do this.
但是差在哪里？
But what is the difference?
他的祝福蒙神垂听。
That their blessings, their voice was heard by God.
他们祷告达到天上的圣所。
And their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place.
所以从地上的圣所祷告达到天上的圣所。
And so from the worldly earth, holy place, the prayer reached up to the heavenly holy place.
天上的神赐福给他们。
And then the heavenly God blessed them.
所以确实生活过得很丰盛。
And so their life was very abundant.
这就是我们人生活的根本。
And so this is the basic of our life.
怎么让我们活着很平安、很喜乐、生活很丰盛？
How can we lead such a peaceful and joyful and abundant life?
就是要让神住在我们中间。
We need to allow God to live within us.
这才是人生的一个正确的方向跟观念。
And this is the right direction and a right concept for our life.
但西西家在这个地方他走对了方向。
And so King Hezekiah, he walked in the right way in this matter.
但是30章完以后，从31章就看到西西家的人生面对三个危机。
So at the end of chapter 30, we see starting from 31, King Hezekiah faced three crises.
危机也可以变成转机。
And so a crisis can also be changed into an opportunity.
如果危机变成转机，就是信仰极宝贵的体验。
And so if we change a crisis into an opportunity, then this is a good experience for us spiritually.
那如果危机没有办法变成转机，
But if we cannot make a crisis change into an opportunity,
很可能我们就死在危机里面。
Most likely we will die in that same crisis.
不一定肉体的死，可能是灵性的死。
And perhaps it is not a death of our body, but rather a death of our spirit.
哦，所以这是这三十一章第一节啊，这是完毕。
And so chapter 31 verse 1 it says now when all this was finished.
就是那些属灵的复兴属灵的喜乐平安神的祝福这个都已经有了。
And so it was saying this is after the spiritual reformation. This is after we've already received the joy and the peace and the abundance of the Lord.
第一个危机是外在的。
And the first crisis he faced was external.
我们先来看列王记下18章。
Let us look at 2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记下18章。
2 Kings chapter 18.
13.
And in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them.
这里讲西西家十四年。
This talks about the 14th year of King Hezekiah.
那亚述王来攻他。
The king of Assyria came to attack him.
亚述王很强啊。
The king of Assyria was very strong.
这是危机啊。
And this is a crisis.
这个危机如果没有解决哈，这个犹大国就被打败了，就灭国了。
And so if he did not face this crisis, then the kingdom of Judah will be destroyed.
所以有时候我们人生真的会遇到一些外在的危机。
And so truly in our lives we face some external crisis.
比方说事业破产。
Perhaps we're bankrupt.
或者其他我们不愿意见到的事情发生。
Or maybe some things we just don't want to encounter do happen.
这个就是危机啊。
And these are crises.
那要怎么处理这个危机？
So how do we resolve such a crisis?
那虽然西西家哈复兴的圣殿得到神的祝福。
And so even though King Hezekiah revived his spiritual life and he received the blessings of the Lord.
但是他第一次遇到这个危机啊，他还是脱离不了一般常人的心态来解决。
When he faced this external crisis, he was not able to leave what most people would want to do in order to resolve such a crisis.
我看从14节到16节。
Let's look at verse 14 to verse 16. Verse 14. Then Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, I have done wrong. Turn away from me. Whatever you impose on me, I will pay. And the king of Assyria assessed Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. 15.So Hezekiah gave him all the silver that he found in the house of the Lord and the treasuries of the king's house. 16. At that time, Hezekiah stripped the gold from the doors of the temples of the Lord and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, had overlaid and gave it to the king of Assyria.
这个犹大国他是神的选民啊。
The king of Judah, the kingdom of Judah was chosen by God.
所以以色列人是神的王子。
And so the people of Judah, these are the princes of God.
是不列在万民当中的民。
These are not people named among all the other people in this world.
是独居之民。
And they are the holy people of God.
但是一个这么尊贵的以色列百姓遇到一个拜偶像的外邦王。
And so such a great nation of Judah, when they face these people who worship the idols.
他竟然把自己压低说我有罪了。
And he actually lowered himself to say that I have sinned, I have done wrong.
那为了求你离开我你可以罚我。
And so in order for you to turn away from me, you can impose on me, you can fine me.
已经神的荣耀已经不在了。
The glory of God is no longer there.
那这个亚述王啊就给他罚了300他连德金子30他连德银子。
And so,
在
the,
yeah, 14.
And so the king of Assyria, he did fine and assess Hezekiah 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold.
这是非常重的一个价钱。
And this was a very heavy price.
连西西家也付不带起来呀。
And even King Hezekiah was not able to pay all this.
所以在15节他把甚至在神殿里面的府库这个本来是要敬拜神用的全部都给他了。
And so in verse 15 we see that he took things from the house of the Lord, these silver pieces that were to be used to worship the Lord with, and he gave it to him.
那16节把圣殿上的金子自己框在柱当的银子都要刮下来给他。
And in verse 16, we see that he actually stripped the gold from the pillars and the doors.
所以真的是很可怜啊。
And so it was very pitiful.
不但最宝贵没有，连至尊神的荣耀全部都没有。
And so not only did they not have the most precious, they didn't have the glory of the Lord.
这就是用人的方法要解决他的危险。
Because he was using man's way to try to resolve this crisis.
那这个亚述王他是非常狡猾的。
And king of the Assyria, he was very cunning.
那钱拿这些金银拿到了。
And so he received all of this money.
等一下又来攻了。
But again, he came back to attack.
大军临城。
And it's, he brought a great army.
啊，现在西西家第二次遇到亚述王的危机。
And so this is the second time that King Hezekiah faced the crisis of the king of Assyria.
他就从过去的经验里面学到教训哦，你这一次再给他什么也没有用。
And so he learned from his past experience. No matter what you give him, it's not going to be of any use.
所以他就觉得要求靠神。
And so now he knew to pray to God.
啊，只有神有办法解决。
Because only God has the power to resolve this.
啊，所以我们来看列王啊，列代志下三十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 32.
列代志下三十二章。
2 Chronicles chapter 32.
二十节。
Verse 20. Now because of this, King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, prayed and cried out to the Lord.
这里啊，西西家就向神祷告。
Here, King Hezekiah, he prayed to the Lord.
那在以赛亚书里面讲更清楚他怎么祷告。
And the book of Isaiah talks even more clearly how he prayed to the Lord.
他祷告啊，就是在提到神是创造万物的神。
When he prayed, he brought up how God created heaven and earth.
求神让他们在这个危机当中啊，使大家能够看到，神啊是掌管万物的神。
And he prayed that in this crisis, everybody would be able to see that God is the one who controls all.
也就是说神能够让他们得胜。
Which is that God is the one who is going to make them victorious.
神能够让他们得到荣耀。
And God is the one who is going to give them glory.
结果西西家这样的一个危机啊，他回来求告神，结果真的神迹就发生了。
And so in this kind of crisis, when Hezekiah turned to the Lord, then this crisis was truly resolved.
所以我们过去常常讲神迹，都把它定义瞎子看见、瘸腿走路、死人复活。
And so a lot of times when we talk about miracles, we say that, oh, it was the blind can see, the lame can walk, the dead has arisen.
那我们听一听就觉得我也没有瞎眼，我也没有瘸腿。
And we think, well, I'm not blind, well, I'm not lame.
那这个神迹跟我有什么用？
So what kind of miracle is going to help me?
其实这一些神迹是要证明神是无所不能的。
And actually, these miracles are just to prove that God is able to do everything.
如果神是无所不能，我们生活的一些问题，神也能够解决。
And so if God is able to do all, then God is able to resolve the problems in our lives as well.
他不一定是瞎眼看见，不一定是瘸腿走路。
And it may not necessarily be that the blind will see and the lame will walk.
一些外在的困难，神都可以帮我们解决。
But rather, even external crisis, God is able to help us resolve.
所以我们要把神迹的定义扩大。
And so we need to expand our definition of a miracle.
我们在生活中做不到的，只要求靠神，神的能力显明，就可以有神迹显明。
And so it is just definition is that anything that we are unable to do, if God is able to do it, that is a miracle.
那他这样向神祷告，发生了什么事情？
And so after he prayed to God this way, what happened?
21节。
Verse 21. Then the Lord sent an angel who cut down every mighty man of valor, leader and captain in the camp of the king of Assyria.
所以有时候神在解决问题的方法，简单到你没有办法相信，就是这么简单吗？
And so sometimes when God resolves a problem, it is so easy that we cannot even believe it.
当他们全心全力依靠神，神就差遣使者，就把他们全部都杀掉了。
And so when they wholeheartedly trusted in God, then God just sent an angel to go and kill those people.
就这么简单。
And it was that simple.
神要完成事情，有什么困难呢？
If God wants to accomplish a task, what difficulty does he have?
所以常常我们对神缺乏信靠的心。
And so sometimes what we're lacking is a heart of trusting in God.
知识上知道神无所不能。
And in our heads, we know that God is omnipotent.
但是当我们遇到困难，
But when we reach difficulties,
常常用西西家第一次来方法来解决亚述的困难。
Many a times we do what King Hezekiah did the first time around.
接着造成更大的困难。
And then which results in actually more difficulties.
这一次他真的求告神。
But this time he knew to pray to the Lord.
那神就差遣使者解决他的困难。
And then God sent an angel to come and resolve his problem.
不但这样，后来连亚述王也被杀掉了，被他自己的儿子杀掉。
And not only that, but the king of Assyria was actually later killed by his own son.
那这样的话，我们如果看，再回来看，二十三节。
And if we go back to read
32章二十三节。
Chapter 32, verse 23. And many brought gifts to the Lord at Jerusalem and presents to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was exalted in the sight of all nations thereafter.
到最后，西西家哈，包括这个犹大国，在列邦人中眼中就看为尊大。
And so later on, King Hezekiah, as well as the kingdom of Judah, was exalted in the sight of all nations.
所以他靠自己的方法把自己压低，连自尊都没有。但是现在靠神，神反而把他拉高。
And so when he trusted in his own ways, he lowered himself until he had no self-respect. But now he trusted in God, and God exalted him.
因为他是神的选民。
Because he was the chosen one of God.
所以我们遇到什么事情，一定要靠神的方法来解决。
And so no matter what difficulties we encounter, we need to trust in God.
那这种危机变成转机，会增加我们的信心。
And so these kinds of crises changing into an opportunity will increase our faith.
然后让我们知道神是活的，神是可靠的，神愿意听我们祷告。
And it will let us know that God is living, God is trustworthy, and God wants us to pray to Him.
所以我们对神的关系更亲近。
And so this will allow us to draw closer to God.
那西西家第一次外在危机解决，现在遇到第二个危机。
And so now he has resolved his first crisis from the external side, and now he has his second crisis.
我们看32章31节。
Let's look at chapter 32, verse 31. However, regarding the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, whom they sent to him to inquire about the wonder that was done in the land, God withdrew from him in order to test him, that he might know all that was in his heart.
这个应该是第三个。我们来看以赛亚书。
Let us turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的38章。
Isaiah chapter 38.
38章的第一节。
Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1. verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live.
第二个危机啊，神啊，西西家生病了。
The second crisis, King Hezekiah became sick.
然后神就差遣以赛亚先知去见他。
And God sent prophet Isaiah to go see him.
说你一定会死，不能活。
He says that you shall die and not live.
西西家王那个时候大概是39岁左右。
King Hezekiah was about 39 years old at that time.
39岁是壮年。
39 is a strong age.
他又是当王。
He was also a king.
忽然间生病。
And all of a sudden he became sick.
死亡来到。
And death was facing him.
当然他相当的不甘心。
And of course he was just not willing to go.
最顶尖的时刻要放下一切就走了。
At his high time, he needs to lay everything aside and go.
所以第三节最后西西家就痛哭了。
And so at the end of verse 3, it says Hezekiah wept bitterly.
圣经说没有人能够胜过死亡。
And the Bible says that no one can overcome death.
这是一场征战。
This is a battle.
没有一个人能够得胜。
And there's not a single person who's going to be victorious over it.
那什么时候死亡要抓住我们？
And when will death come and take us?
没有一个人能够预料。
And no one can predict.
也没有一个人能够抵挡。
And no one can stop it.
他来就来。
When he comes, he comes.
那西西家遇到这个危险了。
And so King Hezekiah faced this crisis.
他怎么办呢？
And what could he do?
所以他就向神祷告。
And so he prayed to the Lord.
所以第三节，求神纪念我。
His verse 3 says, Remember me, Lord.
那他祷告完了。
And after he prayed,
神就增加他15年的寿数。
And God truly gave him 15 more years.
所以他多活了15年。
And so he lived for 15 more years.
那神给他一个兆头。
And God gave him a sign.
就是这个日影往后退十度。
Which is that the sun would go backwards 10 degrees.
如果我们有一点物理的常识，这个稍微是不可能的。
And so we know anything about physics, we know that this is impossible.
太阳为什么会有影呢？
Why is there a shadow cast down by the sun?
因为地球自转。
It is because the earth is rotating.
对，但是你要把它退十度，这个地球整个自转要停止，要往后挪十度。
And so if you want to move the sun back 10 degrees, you actually have to stop the earth from spinning and then rotate it backwards.
这是人做不到的。
And this is something that man cannot do.
但是神做到了。
But God is able to do so.
就要证明要多给你15年。
And to prove that he will give him 15 more years.
所以他过去敬畏神的生活。
And so his past life of worshiping the Lord.
真的神也听他祷告，他多活了15年。
And so truly God listened to him. He lived 15 more years.
所以这个生命的危机内在的危机也因为来依靠神，所以他就活下去了。
And so this crisis of his life, his internal crisis, because he trusted in God, he was able to live.
这是第二个危机，他度过了。
And this was the second crisis that he was able to overcome.
这是非常宝贵的一个体验。
And this was a very precious experience.
生命多活15年。
To be able to live 15 more years.
那第三个危机就比较难解决。
But the third crisis was a little harder to resolve.
就是他心态的危机。
Which is the crisis in his heart.
也就是他信仰的危机。
Which is the crisis of his faith.
我们现在回来看《历代志下》32章。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 32.
《历代志下》32章。
2 Chronicles chapter 32.
我们看31节。
Let us read verse 31. However, regarding the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, whom they sent to him to inquire about the wonder that was done in the land, God withdrew from him in order to test him, that he might know all that was in his heart.
好，我们再回来看32章。
Let's also look at chapter 32.
25节。
Verse 25. But Hezekiah did not repay according to the favor shown him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore, wrath was looming over him and over Judah and Jerusalem.
这里讲神因他心里骄傲，所以愤怒要临到他跟犹大。
And here it tells us that because his heart was lifted up, God's wrath was looming over him and over Judah and Jerusalem.
所以在他最强盛的时候。
So when he was at his strongest.
在神在人眼中看为尊大的时候，25节。
And in verse 25, when he was seen as high and exalted in the man's of God, in the eyes of God and man,
新基加的心里骄傲,
his heart was lifted up.
这个危机是大危机,
and this crisis is a big crisis.
这个危机没有解决, 会发生问题,
and without resolving this crisis, there will be many problems.
那怎么知道, 西西加心里骄傲?
And so how do we know that King Hezekiah's heart was lifted up?
我们如果回来看, 以赛亚书,
If we turn back to Isaiah,
以赛亚书的39章
Isaiah chapter 39.
以赛亚书39章
Isaiah chapter 39.
第四节
Verse 4. And he said, What have they seen in your house? So Hezekiah answered, They have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them.
当巴比伦差遣使者来
And when Babylon sent over people,
西西家把他的所有金银财宝还有武器都给他们看。
Hezekiah showed them all of the treasures and weapons he had in his house.
这是什么？
And what does this mean?
这是虚荣。
And this is it's vain glory.
虚荣就是骄傲。
Vain glory is pride.
这个是属灵的危机。
And this was a spiritual crisis.
所以我们可以看在前半部39岁以前。
And so we can see the first half of his life before the age of 39.
他的灵性一直在进步。
His spirituality kept improving.
到39岁就停在那里，就往下退了。
But at the age of 39, it stopped there and it actually started to decline.
所以最后15年，西西家活得好像一张白纸，从属灵上来讲。
And so for the next 15 years, his life was lived as though it was just a white sheet of paper, spiritually speaking.
前面他有目标。
In the first part, he had a goal.
到以后他就没有目标了。
But at the end, he had no goal.
所以有时候我们人进入中年后会有一个危机。
And so sometimes when we enter midlife, we have a midlife crisis.
有的人做过统计啊。
And some people have done studies.
说这个诺贝尔奖有关于科学得奖的人。
And so for all the Nobel prizes, related to, to science.
他们的研究成果平均是在39岁的时候结论出来。
And on average, it is at the age of 39 that they are able to come to the conclusions of their studies.
这个是一个杂志发表出来的。
This was something that I read in a magazine.
因为一个人从小就有理想，读书的时候也有理想。
Because when we're young, as we're going to school, we have some kind of goal or ideal.
这个就是他奋斗的目标。
And this is the purpose of striving hard.
那一直啪啪啪到39岁，研究成果出来了。
And so they work really, really hard until the age of 39 when their results come out from their research.
以后就得到诺贝尔奖。
And then they receive this Nobel Prize.
我们知道39岁以后就是中年的开始。
And we know that after 39, this is the beginning of midlife.
所以人超过了40以后常常会发现人生的目标消失。
And so many a times after we reach the age of 40, we lose a goal in our life.
就是一天过一天浑浑噩噩也没有什么目标。
Every day we just live day to day, there is no set goal for us.
这是一种危机。
This is a crisis.
生命很宝贵。
Life is very precious.
但是人活着没有目标。
But we live with no goal.
所以缺乏动力。
And so there is no motivation.
好像一天过一天过得很舒服这样就好没有动力没有目标。
It's just as if we're living comfortably day to day and there is no goal, there's no motivation.
那这样的生活 可能像西西家后面十五年都是一张白纸。
And if we live such a life, then maybe we'll be like King Hezekiah the last 15 years, a white sheet of paper.
因此我们最重要就是属灵上不能进入中年的危机。
And so what is most important is that our spiritual life, does, as our spiritual life enters in this midlife crisis.
有的人还没有到40岁。And some people,他灵性上已经没有目标了。
Some people are not even at the age of 40, and yet they already have no goals spiritually.
神祝福我，活得很舒服，就这样感谢神，就这样而已。
God blesses me so abundantly, and I just thank the Lord, and that is the end.
当人没有目标，人就不会进步。
And when we have no goal, we will not improve.
当人没有目标，人就会退步。
And when we have no goal, we will actually go backwards.
因为失去了动力。
Because we have lost our motivation.
所以怎么让我们信仰能够更上一层楼？
So how can we let our spiritual life grow one more level?
就是要确定目标。
Is that we must have a goal.
我们的目标是什么？
So what is our goal?
保罗说我要向标杆直跑。
And Paul says that he will fight towards his goal.
那个标杆是什么？
And what is his goal?
有两个意义。
And there are two meanings.
第一个，我最后的目标就是天国。
My last goal is heaven.
我要达到那个地方。
That is the place that I must attain to.
我要在那个地方得到奖赏。
That is the place that I want to receive my rewards.
所以哥林多前书15章在提到复活。
And so 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about the resurrection.
那这个复活到最后的结论是什么？
And so what is the resolution of resurrection?
要竭力多做主工。
Is that we must do the work of the Lord more watchful.
因为这是不突然的。
Because these are things that will not go away.
所以我们的存在至少要对教会有一点贡献。
And so our existence needs to at least be of some help to the church.
有一天我离世，我一定要对我二班教会有一个交代，我为教会做什么。
And when the day that we leave this world, then we must be able to tell Irvine Church, this is what I have done for it.
那这样我们有一个目标，我们生活才会有动力。
And then we will have a goal, then we will have motivation for our life.
如果我们有一天离开世界，我对二班教会有我跟没有我一样。
But if one day when we leave this world and we can say to Irvine Church, well, with me or without me, you're still the same.
那我们的一生就是一张白纸。
Then our life is like a white sheet of paper.
所以我们一定要想，我要为教会做什么，神要我做什么。
We must think, what must I do for the church? What does God want me to do for the church?
因为我们有个复活的目标。
Because we have a goal of resurrection.
第二个目标。
And the second goal.
就是我们要跟主耶稣一样。
Is that we must be like Jesus.
因为主耶稣有神的形象。
Because God, Jesus has the likeness of God.
那这代表人的价值。
And this represents our value.
人真正的价值不是外在的。
Our true value is not something on the external.
外在的都是演戏的。
All the things on the external are just part of a show.
会下台的。
And we will leave the stage.
真正的价值就是在神的面前。
But the true value is in front of eyes of God.
我们有没有神的形象？
Do we have the likeness of God?
这是人的尊贵跟价值。
And this is the preciousness and the value of a person.
所以我们的生活就是要追求神的国跟神的义。
And so our life goal is to pursue after the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这样我们的价值在神面前才会蒙神纪念。
Then our value will be remembered by God.
我们看约书亚记14章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记14章。
Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记十四章第十节到十二节。
Joshua chapter 14, verse 10 to verse 12. Verse 10, And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke these words to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years old. 11, And yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. 12.Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how Anakim was there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said.
耶稣亚85岁，加勒85岁。
Caleb was 85 years old.
他在想什么？
And what was he thinking of?
给我一块地，我要去攻，我要把它得到。
He says, give me this piece of land, I will go and fight it, I will receive it.
目标很清楚，充满着动力。
He had a very strong goal and he had strong motivation.
那一块地是什么？
What is that piece of land?
就是神所应许流奶与蜜之地。
That land was this land filled with, flowing with milk and honey.
就是主耶稣所带给我们那个神的国。
Which is the kingdom of the Lord that Jesus has brought us.
神的国在哪里？
Where is the kingdom of God?
神的国就在我们内心。
The kingdom of God is in our hearts.
神的国就在我们家庭。
The kingdom of God is in our families.
神的国就在我们教会。
The kingdom of God is in church.
所以我们要有一个目标很清楚。
And so we need to have a very strong goal.
我要让神的国在我内心完全实现。
I want the kingdom of the Lord to be completely manifested in my life.
那是公义、平安、喜乐。
And that is justice, that is peace, and that is joy.
我要把我的家庭带进那丰盛、甜美、牛奶、玉米之地。
I want to bring my entire family into this abundant land flowing with milk and honey.
我要帮助我的教会进到牛奶、玉米之地。
I want to help my church to be able to enter into the land flowing with milk and honey.
当我们这个目标确定
，and when we have set our goal,
我们就充满着动力。
We're filled with motivation.
我们就有很多事情要做。
And there's many things for us to do.
那这样人生才有价值。
And then our life will have meaning.
所以。我们看西西家王。
And so we take a look at Hezekiah.
第三个危机，他没有办法变转机。
His third crisis, he was unable to change it into an opportunity.
最后15年一片空白。
And his last 15 years, it was just a white sheet of paper.
这是值得我们思考的。
And this is worthy of us thinking about it.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
481首。
Hymn 481.
灵的感动，圣灵的浇灌。
Then we can experience the movement of the Holy Spirit and the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们最后要来祷告。
And so now we will pray.
如果要求圣灵，需要代祷、接受按手，请我们都到前面来。
You'd like to pray for the Holy Spirit and to pray for intercessions and laying of hands, please come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us all pray.